Hi, and welcome to the Expansive Podcast. My name is Eric Kruger, and as always, it is very good to be with you. I'm recording, of course, with my ever-elegant co-host who finds himself in Cape Town with a big smile on his face. John, how's things going, brother?
The reason I got a smile on my face is because you didn't know which way you were going in that introduction. You're like, so good, how's it? Great to be here. You know, it happens to me sometimes when I'm recording and I got to find the next word that I wasn't expecting to use. And so I saw that happen to you. Good. I'm great. It seems to be a bit of a summer spell here in Cape Town. It's a really, really warm sort of couple days. Looks like it's going to be warm for another while back. So I don't want to say I bring the sunshine where I go, but anyway, we can just leave that up there.
Correlation and causation. So really well.
Yes. We won't say who caused the amazing weather. All good, man. Really, really busy relearning a whole bunch of new skills as we were speaking offline. Is really trying to rethink our careers, you know, and what we're doing and how we're going about it. How are you, Eric? How's life in Joburg and how's life with the new doggo?
Yeah. Sure. Did you have to bring him into the conversation today?
Why?
Can we include a picture of my garden somehow in this podcast?
As he killed it.
Jeez, dude. The two of them. It's just, I love the fact that they are playing so nicely together, but my garden just hates it. So I had to phone the pool guy because they dug a hole and they dug all the dirt went into the pool. So my pool is black now.
Wow.
Because it's just covered in sand at the bottom. So someone has to come and like vacuum that out.
So, oh my God. It's like having two naughty kids.
Jeez. Yeah. But listen, otherwise all good. Like you said, relearning many things, trying different things. I think, you know, once I came across this idea of the transitions between the endings, the starts, the wilderness, it's been such a metaphor for me and such an understanding of where I find myself. And as we were speaking about a bit before, you know, I'm on this real clarity finding mission in many different things that I do and trying to pin down a bit more of like what exactly it is that I do. Because I often feel like I do too many things and I want to just pin it down a bit more and like just create some structure for myself.
Right.
It's been good.
It's hard to do that when we don't understand exactly what's coming.
That makes it very hard.
You know, very hard. And I think it's really exhausting being in a world where you are constantly uncertain. Mm. It's just really tiring because you don't know how long, you don't know when, you don't know the repercussions, you just don't know anything. So I think it's this fitness that we are evolving into and being forced to become comfortable with uncertainty, which is something that is totally opposite to everything that we've known as human beings. So I think it's great that you're looking for clarity, but I would also just like say, just relax with it. Don't worry about it because I think it's evolving and we need to be okay with how it's going to evolve because you might come to some clarity and then in 2 months, something major happens in the world and that doesn't mean anything. So I'm practicing trying to be as open-ended with as many different expressions of my business and my skills at the moment and just experimenting consistently, you know, and just trying different things out and researching new things. Mm. You know?
Yeah, planting new seeds, going down different pathways. I totally get that. I guess, you know, let's not turn this into a coaching session. We have something else we want to speak about.
Why not? This is going to go down the point of this podcast. No, but this whole point of the podcast was that we were going to turn this conversation, a coaching conversation or a thinking partner conversation into a podcast. And so I think you should go ahead with that question.
Why not? Well, let's do that at maybe the next podcast. And maybe also let's invite a listener to come through this process with us. Get someone that we can coach. We'll put that out there.
Throw that on me while we live. So, no problem. I'll go with it because I want to be yes and that type of guy. Not no but.
So if you are interested in joining the podcast at some point, eric@modernbreed.com, just email me and I'll get it set up for us. And you can join us and have a bit of a coaching session here with us live on the podcast. There we go.
Wow. Okay. That just came out of nowhere. We didn't even speak about that offline. Okay. Why not?
So
that sounds like a good and fun thing to do.
Listen, so what we actually want to then chat about today was actually your recent TV appearance and the topic of that appearance. So what was that all about?
So I got an email out of nowhere asking me to talk about the future of parenting and materialistic goals. And it was really interesting because I think the question is really great, because what's happened to us is that we have preempted or predetermined what success looks like. And it's always in material terms.
Mm.
It's never in any other terms. Any other terms aren't really celebrated by society. And unfortunately, this idea around materialism is ruining the world around us. Quite literally, we can see ecosystems being destroyed because we are so focused on material wealth and material accumulation. Because of the indoctrination that we've had from the Industrial Revolution around efficiency, productivity, and showing your wealth in material terms. And so it was a great question. But before I go into any interview, I try and research as much as possible. And this time I researched 10 subjects that we need to be teaching our kids as they prepare for this complex world. A little while back, I did speak about the difference between complicated world and a complex world. Complicated world is a world of patterns that are repeated. And this is something easy to study for. Utilizing maths and automation, you can work your way out of a complicated world. But a complex world is a world with patterns that do not repeat.
Mm.
And so you cannot utilize automation and mathematics like we used to. You cannot work your way out of it utilizing the old skills. So we have to be able to understand that there are new, brand new skills that are required in a world that's complex and not complicated. So as I put the picture up on social media that I was doing the interview, I got a lot of messages asking me about the link to the interview. And to be honest with you, it was only a 10-minute interview, but the link is not live yet. And the more emails I got and the more questions I got about this, I realized that this is a burning topic that many, many people have, and rightfully so, because we can see the world changing, but the education system unfortunately isn't. And the reason it's not is because they don't know what to do. And if they did know what to do, then they would apply those things. So I researched and I came up with 10 things, and I've decided to put together a future-proofing your child masterclass, and I'll be running them and putting them online and the press and sort of marketing it real soon. But I thought I'd take some of the points and share them with our listeners, and also tell our listeners that I'm running this. I think it's a topic that school teachers, principals, anybody in education and anybody with a child would love to know more of. And I think, again, as you very wisely said, it's great to look at information, but the problem is that most people just glance at information. They don't actually dive deep into it. And I think that's why it's important for us to workshop the points that I'm going to take us through.
Mm. Awesome. And just, you know, whenever this comes out, by then there might be some marketing happening. So where can people find out more? Just email you?
Yeah, the email will just be hello@johnsarnay.com, and cool. We'll send you a whole bunch of details. But yeah, for the moment, we're going to be doing a 2-day, 1-hour-a-day masterclass on this topic of future-proofing your child. And so yeah, let's get stuck into it and let's try and figure out some of the points that we have here. So we know that the world of the internet is incredibly busy. And the worst idea is to think that you've got a retail store and all you need to do is put it online and everything will be fine. We know that it's even busier online than it is offline. And so what we have to do is we need to develop trust amongst all the noise that's happening out there. And the way we build trust is the first subject that we need to be teaching our children about. And the first subject is called storytelling. Understanding how we need to be able to tell stories, both offline and online, is incredibly important to build trust with people around you, to get people to join your movement and people to join your mission to achieve what it is you want to achieve. You could have the best idea in the world, but not be able to be a storyteller, and you'll be lost in all the noise. So imagine a subject where you would have to pitch an idea every week to your class by studying TED Talks and becoming comfortable, becoming a storyteller, whether you're telling stories online or offline. Now, if you think about it, when we were at school, Eric, we spoke in public once in a while, and some people would go and debate. Everybody else was totally away from that concept. But imagine we had a subject called storytelling. Mm. And that's the first subject that I think is really, really important. And you and I are comfortable speaking on stage. But how often have you heard somebody say, "Thou would never do that. I don't know how you do that."
Yeah, because public speaking, according to many people, is the scariest thing in the world. There's that stat, which I think is totally wrong, but it says it's the number one fear for people in the world. But I think it just kind of gets to the heart.
I thought it was number two, but it just depends. Yeah.
But even that, there are so many more things that are more scary than speaking in front of people. As a global population, for that to be number one or two to me, that kind of blows my mind.
That's rubbish. I don't think it's true. But either way,
I think it's a great skill to cultivate, because it also, you know, copywriting and putting a narrative to something, it's everything in sales, in marketing, in leadership. Like it really gives you a good understanding and grasp for any business that you end up creating or being a part of moving forward. So apart from just being a good life skill and teaching you how to articulate yourself and structure your thinking, I think it plays so well into the business side of it. So I totally get that.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we all need that skill moving forward. It's not something that's just left for the extroverts. Mm. It's something you need to hone in on and get better at. Mm. So that's the first one. And I think really such an important one that we have never had at schools. And so storytelling is the first one that I researched, and I've got a bunch more examples, but I'll keep it short for this podcast.
Cool.
The second one is, can you teach passion? And we've got to realize that some people are just naturally more passionate and other people just aren't. But the way you discover what you're passionate about is exposure. And what happens to most schools is that they don't get exposed to enough different careers, enough different subjects to see what it is that actually sparks them and wakes them up. And so what used to happen in old sort of meet the parents days or parents talking about their careers, you'd have your dad stand up and talk about being an accountant, and you'd see Jimmy's dad and mom and Sarah's mom talking about their careers. And you would have been exposed to maybe 20 careers if you had something like that at your school. But today we have this opportunity to be exposed to an abundant number of careers using YouTube and many other sort of online platforms. So imagine a subject that you had to present your career of choice every month with reasons and with videos to unpack what it is in that career that you love so much and that you want to apply yourself in. And you know what? Your career will change like it always did. You know, when I was younger, I wanted to be an Olympic runner. That was my thing. Because I remember watching the Olympics that year, and I was so enthralled by it, and I really just wanted to be all part of it. But then obviously, you know, the next year I wanted to be an astronaut. But I went deep into the idea of running everywhere. I remember telling my mom, I want to run everywhere because I'm going to be an athlete at the Olympics. And so imagine a subject called the career of the future, and you had to present your career of the future that you like using videos and reasons why, because of your current set of passions.
Mm, I love it. And then kids get exposed to everyone else's learnings and teachings. And yeah, over time, like it really compounds and you are exposed to so many different careers. I mean, if I think of my own life, when I came out of school, I was going to be a doctor or a physiotherapist. And my world was pretty small. Yeah. So like you kind of have these sort of, it's called like almost the big five kind of work jobs that you might look for, you know, like accounting the medical field and so you miss out on a ton of other options that are available to you. I like it.
Imagine you were told that you could do, like, I mean, I don't know how many different careers there are out there. Let's say a mountain hiking tour guide in, I don't know, somewhere in the Rockies. I mean, imagine the kid would love that and like want to go and do that. So yes, I think we haven't exposed our kids to their passions enough. And so I think that's really important. One of the things we must take care of as well is the lady that was on the TV show with me, she was saying that her kids are looking to work in careers that pay the most. And so they were judging what they should do based on how much money they could make. And I said to her, I said, you must realize that when you are passionate about what you're doing, money comes to you. You don't have to chase money at all in any way. It just arrives. You know, that's why you're so rich, Eric. because, you know, people just can't stop paying you to come and shed your wisdom on them. So I like the fact that you say I'm not rich. You didn't say that.
Well, you know, I just,
okay.
It's an elegant approach not to take on your co-host.
Ka-ching ching. Was that you? Ka-ching ching. Is that the money in the background? Anyway. Okay.
Moving on.
Okay. So moving on. Number three is Einstein had a famous saying. He said, I have no special talent. I am only passionately curious. And it can be said that curiosity is actually responsible for all scientific and technological advances. And so we must realize that curiosity has been kicked out of us at school and we were told to conform. And so we need to build our children into great questioners, questioning the world as much as they can through a process of curiosity. But curiosity also coupled with experimentation really starts to make the subject come alive. And the process of asking questions, creating and testing hypotheses, and repeating the experimentations until the truth is found is something we never do at school. And you must realize that the best companies in the world have found their success so significantly, relentlessly experimenting until their product and services are slap bang on with what their customers want. I know this because at Future Self Academy, we have fine-tuned and pivoted our business model so many times, and we're only 6 months old. And we are constantly pivoting it, trying to figure out what's working. And you know what's so funny? We just increased our price of courses by 30% and we're selling more.
Mm.
I mean, that was just an experimentation. So mm-hmm. Imagine a subject at school where your children who learn the skill of asking a question, proposing a hypothesis, designing an experiment, gathering the data, and then reaching a conclusion. Every month, they must go out and be curious about a subject, experiment, propose a hypothesis, and then gather data and come to a conclusion.
Mm.
And so curiosity and experimentation are another subject. And subject number three that I think that most people have never done before until they get into a startup.
Yeah, listen, I mean, this is like right up my alley. This is the kind of stuff that I live for. And it's exactly what you go through when you get to a master's level. Because then it's not, you know, when you're going through a master's degree, it's not about the right or the wrong answer anymore. It's about here are all the problems in the world. You go and contribute to that. You go and find out your own research around like how might you contribute to this understanding of a complex world. Because school actually teaches you how to solve complicated problems. That's actually all they do. Whereas
not complex ones.
Mm. And when you teach curiosity, you teach how to solve complex problems because, well, not even how to solve them because they can't get solved, but how you contribute towards finding better solutions, even if they are just temporary. So I really like that. I made another note here that there's this idea of a strategic mindset, and the strategic mindset just says that perseverance and tenacity isn't enough. Like you can't just run with your head into the wall 1,000 times. At some point, mm-hmm. you have to step back mm-hmm. and take a bit of a look around your environment and say, well, actually, there might be a different way of doing things. And we need to teach that there are multiple ways of doing the same thing. This binary way of thinking is outdated. It doesn't get us anywhere. So I really like that.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Next subject is called perseverance and grit. So we must realize that doing anything big, bold, and significant in life is hard work. There's no shortcuts. You can't just give up when the going gets tough. And the mindset of persistence, of grit, is a learned behavior that shouldn't be taught, that should be taught from a very early age, especially when it's tied to pursuing a child's passion. So imagine a weekly presentation that showcases the careers of great entrepreneurs and highlights their story of persistence. And so I would add to that pivoting and persistence because persistence can be like resilience. It can be used in the wrong context. And what we can do is utilize it in the right context, which means I'm pivoting more, persistent about changing many different things. I mean, Mark and I, my partner, Future Self Academy, we laugh sometimes because we speak to each other 5 times a day. And at the beginning of the week, we were damn sure that that strategy was going to work incredibly well. By the Friday, we're laughing because it didn't work at all and it cost us, I don't know how much money. But that was the thing, is that we laugh at each other because sometimes we also get off a call with somebody and they're like, you've done everything wrong. And we're like, oh my God, I'm just going to fall over and die here because we put so much money and effort into this thing. But you know, that is the thing with grit and perseverance. And I don't think there's any business out there that doesn't utilize this skill set. And kids of today, unfortunately, have got this idea of the microwave oven creating everything as quickly as possible and don't really understand the behind the scenes of grit and perseverance, because also the way they've been parented has made them soft in a certain way, because all of a sudden parents are hyper aware of how they treat their kids and what happens to their kids. Whereas I guess our parents didn't really know that they were programming a software. They didn't realize, you know, that putting that lack of effort into your kid was and hitting the kid or whatever it was affecting them long term. That's a new idea. You know what I mean? Maybe 20 years old. And so the kids are softer, meaning that they don't have much grit that they're able to utilize to get through any tough times.
Yeah. All I heard was that you and Mark speak 5 times a day and I haven't heard from you in 5 days. That's all I really heard. After that, I sort of cut out.
Look, you've said podcasts once or twice. Like, you're doing another podcast? This is something we have to go and get a bromance podcast here, trying to figure out the boundaries of this friendship. So I'm sorry. I'll stop speaking to Mark. I promise I won't speak to Mark.
Cool, man. I like it.
Okay, cool.
Number five.
Okay, cool. And the last one. I have got 10, but I'm not going to go through all of them. I think we're out of time already. But the last one is called technology. And it's not about becoming focused on a technology. But really what it's about is understanding that rapidly, acceleratingly, exponentially, technology is taking over our lives. And understanding how these work really give us a full benefit of the potential of how they could possibly give us an opportunity to be more successful. So giving the kids an overview of exponential technologies such as computation, sensors, networks, artificial intelligence, digital manufacturing, genetic engineering, virtual reality, and robotics, just to name a few, this module is not about making your child an expert in any technology. It's more about giving them the language of these new tools and conceptually an overview of how they might use a technology in the future. So imagine a subject teaching kids through play and demonstration of what tech out there is out there and the potential they hold for them living out their passions and their curiosity.
You know, what kind of strikes me is that I'm not quite sure what you have planned for the masterclass. I'm sure it's going to be brilliant, but it might be a really cool opportunity for people who attend the masterclass to also go, well, how would you design a class around these topics? Because what you've been going through, like the examples of it, has been really driving it home for me. And I can, you know, it's one thing to talk about grit as something we need to teach, or curiosity we need to teach, or passion and career management that we need to teach. But it's another thing when you articulated it in the way that you did, in terms of imagine what this class could look like. And it would be really interesting to hear, you know, once you have a masterclass where a couple of people are attending, to hear how would they go about designing these classes. And you could then already start designing those things for your kids at home. So I think there's a real nice tie-in to that.
Well, that's the thing. You know, a lot of kids, parents are frustrated that their kids are learning X, Y, and Z at school. But, you know, you could be creating some of these at home. Just like you said, you know, like you could make Thursday nights pitching nights. You could make Tuesday nights present to me a passion and a subject that you want to be working in your future. So they don't have to be taken to school. They can be done anywhere in the world, really. But I think they're important to give the examples and then workshop those examples and then come out of it as a masterful parent or teacher that can help kids, yours and others, you know? So yeah, I think it's a really helpful tool. And while I was doing the research, it really got me to think about a lot of these subjects in a way that I hadn't. And so yeah, looking forward to holding the masterclass. And so if you are listening to this podcast, look out on social media. We'll be releasing some of the ideas and dates around this masterclass. So yeah, thanks, Eric, for hosting the topic.
Yeah, thank you. And for all the listeners, thank you very much for tuning in. Please make sure to subscribe. Obviously, if you haven't subscribed yet, to rate the podcast. We are so close to 60 reviews. We want to cross that threshold soon, and if we can only do it with your help. So Thank you for those who have left us reviews. And of course, share this podcast if you think that there's someone who can really find benefit in this. And I think anyone who has a child, who is trying to raise a child in this very extremely complex world that we find ourselves in, you have a lot of empathy from me. I'm raising two dogs, and that to me is really hard. So you have a lot of empathy, and I think this kind of thinking can really help you go very far and help your kids really develop in the best way possible to deal with this complex world. So thank you for that. John, it was great to hear your voice after 5 days. And everyone else, see you next time.
Ciao, guys. Bye.